We take a break from the regular show to play a game we're calling one-star reviews of four-star loyalty hotels on today's Mileonomics Squared podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam Simon.
And I'm Robert Dwyer.
And this is the Mileonomics Squared podcast, no annual fee edition.
If you're not subscribed to the full Mileonomics Squared podcast, you're missing out on a deeper dive into topics like the following.
I guess, Robert, you want to set the stage?
All right. Yeah. So I thought it'd be fun to do a little game. And the game is that we're going to read one-star reviews from hotels. I think we're picking loyalty hotels, you know, kind of famous loyalty hotels. We want to do this because I think a few reasons. One being, you know, even great hotels have bad reviews. And other times there really are hotels that are kind of well-regarded, well-associated, well-flagged, whatever you want to call it. And then people just have a really rotten time there. And as you, even though these reviews are in the minority in a lot of cases, the one-star reviews, you start to see some trends that really make you wonder, like, what's going on at this really nice hotel? So we're each going to read a review of a hotel that got one star on TripAdvisor. We'll give the metrics of it to give you a feel for what it might be. And then the other one of us will try to guess what it was. So Sam has three, I have three. Neither of us know what the hotels are, but we'll try to guess from the clues we got. And you can do the same and play along as well. So Sam, are you ready to read to me the one star review from your first hotel?
I'm not going to say the name of the hotel, but the hotel has 3,400 reviews on TripAdvisor. And of those reviews, just 12 are one star. So I'm picking one of those 12 star reviews here, and I'm calling it Collision with a Cactus. Robert, here we go.
All right.
Review number one. This is a beautiful hotel in a great location. The rooms are good size, the restaurant is romantic with a beautiful fireplace, and the food is good. However, unfortunately, the staff put my husband and I in a very dangerous situation. ... I had pre-booked a car to pick us up from the local airport. Unfortunately, the hotel car did not arrive and we were stranded at the airport. There was a hotel brand representative at the airport who called the hotel and explained that unfortunately we had been forgotten. However, the hotel now arranged for a local taxi to take us to the hotel. After a very long wait, a taxi picked us up. The driver drove to the outskirts of the main city and stopped the car in a very dangerous area. He took the taxi sign off the top of his car and he placed it in the boot. The taxi driver looked at us and then ran away and left my husband and I alone in the car. We had no idea what was happening, no phone reception, and we were unaware of the dangers that could happen. We were very afraid. After 20 minutes, the taxi driver jumped back in the car and drove at very fast speeds. We had no idea what was going on, and he ignored our attempts to ask him to slow down. Unfortunately, we had a car accident. He was driving at 60 miles per hour when he hit a speed bump and crashed into a cactus on the side of the road. Thankfully, we escaped with just bruises. We finally arrived at the hotel very shaken. The manager eventually came to speak to us to apologize and explained that we will not be charged for the taxi ride. That's 4 exclamation points on the end of that. It's taken me 3 months and 3 phone calls to the brand, I've taken the brand out, customer service line to finally receive an apology and 15,000 points. I have only been offered 15,000 points. This does not even buy a free night stay at an equivalent hotel in Europe. Would their competitor hotels wait 3 months for a feeble apology? I have referred this to someone more senior, and at the time of writing this, I am still waiting for a response.
So many indicators there. I really like this one for a number of reasons. I like the fact that the person is pounding the table about an occurrence that probably won't happen to you, right? This taxi ride that rambles into a cactus. I mean, it's on the hotel that they didn't make the ground transportation a seamless experience for this person, but the hotel is hardly reviewed at all. And it sounds like, the bit about the cactus is interesting because you don't find cacti everywhere. You know, cactus
is
going to certain places. And so I'm thinking, though, I'm going to have to play a little game of yes or no, right? So I'm thinking, so this is not in the domestic United States, correct?
It is not in the domestic United States,
correct. All right. Is it in Mexico?
It is not in Mexico.
Oh, no. Wow. Where else could a cactus be that's not in Mexico, but is it in the Caribbean?
It's not in the Caribbean. It's in, I'll give you a hint, it's in South America.
South America. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing that was interesting to me is the you know, they call it a boot. They're talking about the equivalent of 15,000 points not being worth a free night in Europe. And where is 15,000 right. points? Well, maybe that could be any of the hotel chains. The price is so inflated with Hilton. It's interesting to me. Is it Hilton, a Marriott, or a Hyatt properties? One of those three.
I will give you a hint. This review is prior to a merger.
Oh.
So these are old points that no longer exist.
SPG points. Is that correct? Is it SPG property?
Yes, that's okay. Right. Yes.
Like a luxury Starwood hotel somewhere in South America where there are cacti. Gosh, is it Argentina? Somewhere in Argentina?
No, it's in Peru.
It's in Peru. There's cactuses in
Getting
Peru?
Closer.
I've never been to South America. I don't know any of the hotels in Peru. Yeah, I give up. What do we got? What is this?
It's the Tambo del Inca in Urubamba.
What?
Which, this is a luxury collection hotel in a village that has maybe, well, let me look up the population.
You really brought the challenging one first. I hope they get easier from here.
2,700 people live in this town with a luxury collection hotel. I've stayed here. The hotel is beautiful. It's easily the number one hotel. And in fact, it is. I should mention that. It is the number one hotel in this area on TripAdvisor. I don't recall ever seeing a cactus on my drive from the local Cusco airport down here. But this review had everything for me. Because I think they played it right. I like to book the car through the hotel for this reason when it's an area that I'm really not familiar with. Wow, what a story, right? I
yeah.
Are you going to have this experience? Probably not. Do you want to discredit this review? I would say I'm going to discredit this review. If I was doing research, I would say, well, that's like a one-off, one-in-a-million situation.
Really is, yeah.
The part that I think is more telling is maybe that there wasn't a really great response from management on this.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, and would it stop me from going here again? No. This hotel is beautiful, like I said, and it's in a small town. There's nothing like it. So not every hotel is going to be perfect for everyone, but really, can you find fault in somewhere that 3,380 other people thought was a wonderful hotel? I don't know. That's my first one. Robert, what have you got?
All right. My first review is for a property that has 2,049 reviews. It is ranked number 45 out of 498 hotels in the area. And there are 37 one-star reviews. The review is entitled, "Never Thought I Would Say Arrogant. I have stayed at this brand around. I love the brand. Frequently, you can contact the hotel before arrival and arrange your schedule with help from concierge and room improvements." I'm having to kind of, I'm reading it literally, and some of the grammar here is a little tricky. I was getting a cold shoulder. I was afraid it was because I booked with points, and I mean a lot of points. So I sent them 3 bottles of wine.
What?
I'm serious. They could have cared less. I am a personable person and have never written this kind of review. I have been too upset it to write a review, so I am finally doing so months later. In the morning, while my daughter was getting ready for the day, I went to awesome small deli grocery store across the street. Upon returning 20 minutes later, the man walking in downstairs lobby ran over to me and stepped between elevators and asked me, "Can I help you?" I asked him if he thought I needed help carrying my small bag of groceries. He said, "No, sorry," then stepped to the side. I was not wearing a suit. That might have been my problem. This kind of attitude was pervasive throughout the property. My life's lesson told me, so go the chief, so go the troops.
What?
I sent management email telling them about my experiences when returned home and then asked them to leave me alone. They did. For the cost, I would recommend staying anywhere else.
They never got back to me after I told them to leave me alone. Yeah.
I'd recommend staying almost anywhere else, i.e. The front desk at the Fairfield Inn was outstanding and very, very friendly, or maybe the Plaza Hotel. On a good note, the gym pool, steam room, and hot tub were a real treat. Very rare, admittedly, in the area. Just not nearly enough of a treat to offset the pretentiousness. A real embarrassment to the brand name. I stayed here to see the brand's flagship, and instead I got their battleship.
Ooh.
FYI, I contacted them through email before my trip. What did you do with the wine? I told them they would be arriving for them today. They replied, I don't care. Put it in your break room. One star.
Wow. Wow. There's just so much going on there. The guy just trashes everything about not getting upgraded, but the pool and everything is wonderful. And so many little like colloquialisms there. Wow. Battleship, flagship. Okay. So flagship, this has got to be, you said that this is a loyalty brand,
yes,
right?
Definitely.
Okay. So is this a lot of points? It's got to be a Hilton.
It's not a Hilton.
Ooh, no. Okay. Marriott.
Not a Marriott.
Wow. A lot of points. Not a Hyatt?
It is a Hyatt.
Okay. All right. In Italy, a Hyatt.
Wait, why'd you think it's in Italy?
The guy said Italy.
Did he?
It's not in Italy?
No. When he say Italy? You must have misunderstood me. I didn't say he was in Italy.
I think he's from Italy then. Okay. So my gut told me you were reading a hotel review for New York City until I heard the word Italy. So is this in New York City?
It is in New York City. Yeah. And the big clue there was the Plaza Hotel. Yeah. You're right. New York City.
Yes. When you said Plaza Hotel, I thought New York City. And then later on, he said, I've been to many hotels in Italy. That threw me. So New York City, this has got to be the Park Hyatt that you love.
Yes, yes. This is the Park Hyatt New York. Oh. One star. Well done. We got to it.
Now, you never sent them any wine. You just showed up, right, Robert?
That was the strangest part. Like, they're giving him the cold shoulder, so he sends them three bottles of wine? I mean, and then he gets, like, combative with them. And he's like, sir, what should we do with the wine? He says, I don't care. Put it in your break room. And they said, sounds great. One star. Oh, man.
I love it.
All right. On to the next one.
All right. This one's actually interesting, I think. This hotel has 7,800 reviews.
Wow.
And of those, 97 are one-star reviews.
That's a lot of reviews. That's the most we have here by far.
It is. The review is titled, A Lot of Money for Nothing. I booked a pool view room and then took the upgrade to the King Club room for what I thought was a high price. But I thought I would get the brand service that I know for the money. I got Holiday Inn service instead. I was given the room farthest away from everything. I was at the resort next door almost. Literally, this was over a quarter mile away from any restaurant or bar, all of which were closed for renovation, and over 1,000 feet from the front desk. We were moved 200 feet closer, and that now meant we were only half a mile from the pool. We got suckered into upgrading to the club level. This got us a chance to enjoy an extremely limited continental breakfast on paper plates in cramped spaces. They also had some delicious cookies in the evening and cocktails for purchase, which at least was closer than the pool bar. They will say how it was a temporary location, but does temporary mean it should be inadequate? The pool was open, and for a premium not included in my club upgrade, you can get some shade and comfortable chairs. Service at the pool was sporadic. The bartenders at the pool were good and friendly. Thank you. And then they named two people. It was a truly disappointing and probably final experience of this brand for me. The best part was that they blew smoke up your you-know-where and then had an automatic bidet to spray warm water up it afterwards.
Oh.
By the way, we had an unexpectedly enjoyable stay at the Hilton in another area of this same location, another large spread-out hotel, so making the case that you can do a large spread-out hotel okay or correctly. And they gave it one star.
One star.
No reply from management on that.
Ooh.
So what do you think, Robert? They paid for an upgrade and then just trashed every aspect of the place and say that they're done.
Well, you know, ever since you said the words Club King, I'm thinking this is a Hyatt. Is that accurate?
You are correct. It is a Hyatt. You know your Hyatts, Robert.
Yeah, that term there. And just that whole experience to me reads like a... I've been to Hyatts like this. The club lounge is disappointing, and the pool is not that great. Is this in Hawaii?
This is in Hawaii. Yes.
Yes. That's a lot of reviews. Is this the? No, the Hyatt Regency isn't that big. It didn't seem that big to me. Unless I didn't get put in the same wing because, is it the Grand Hyatt Kauai?
It is the Grand Hyatt Kauai, Robert. Excellent. Very well done.
Yes. It sounds, I was reading your review of that hotel from many years ago, and I remember the Google Map images of this sprawling property and how far it all was away. And it sounded just like the Hyatt Regency, but mapped out to the scale that you described at the Grand Hyatt Kauai.
And the guy seemed really very focused on the alcohol situation. For whatever reason, this review is very focused on how far he was from bars. And you know, it's just an interesting review because you can't ever please everyone. I didn't particularly enjoy that hotel, but I would not have given it one star if I gave it a TripAdvisor review.
Yeah, that just doesn't...
It's not a one star... I didn't enjoy it. That doesn't mean it's a one star hotel. One star hotel for me, I guess we could get into this. What's a one star hotel for you, Robert?
Something really like multiple bad things need to happen to me. And I guess it's questionable whether it's just truly one star or it's one star relative to expectations for the brand. I think a lot of these selected higher end hotels. And so people are giving it one star because they were disappointed, not necessarily that it was the worst hotel in the history of hotels. What would you call a one star hotel review?
So it would have to be something serious that was not addressed, because a lot of my big issue with reviews online is that people take to the review instead of just addressing it when they're there in person. So it's something happens, they tell no one, then they come home and they pound it out as an internet gangster with a one-star review and expect something to come from it. I had an issue at this very same hotel. I brought it up and they gave me... They comped my entire food and beverage bill. Mm. And I thought, that's great. Thank you. You know, and now we're good. And I would never leave a one-star review. So they would have had an opportunity to make something right with me and not do it. And then maybe I would leave a one-star review. Maybe. Robert, what else have you got? Number two.
All right. Number two. This is a hotel with 2,764 reviews. Number 20 of 205 hotels in the area. The title of the review is Fake Five Star. I checked out after one night. So I should have been suspicious when I received an email from the pretend concierge a couple days before arrival offering to do me a favor by selling me a $200 per night upgrade. Hey, this is kind of similar to yours. People don't like it being sold upgrades and then being disappointed with the experience. Mm. I already had booked a deluxe one-bedroom suite, so declined. I thought this would be adequate in a supposed five-star hotel with the brand name redacted here. I then asked if it would be possible to get assistance with wrapping a gift. I had shipped in advance. The concierge told me that I could go to the Walgreens close to the hotel to purchase wrapping paper. What concierge at a five-star property would do this? Obviously, the email was to sell me an upgrade, nothing more. So I arrive at the hotel exhausted, and the check-in was like that of a Days Inn. Average type welcome, handed me a room key and pointed me to the elevator. Fine. I get to the room on the eighth floor, lowest possible for rooms, I think. Walked in and opened the window to find a view of a parking deck. So close that anyone on the deck could see into the room easily. I open the other windows and the view is into cement brick walls along with what I think were office and other rooms. Again, zero privacy. Again, I tried to rationalize this and convince myself this was okay. It's only a room, right? Then the fun began. I noticed the furnishings, especially the sofa, were worn out and looked like a large dog bed. The room was large as described, so I thought I would just find other places to sit. But there really were none except basic chairs. I was late for a client dinner and went to take a shower. This large shower with a shower head that sprayed water all over the place, except on my body. I've never experienced such. Again, trying to stay positive and get on with my business. Had dinner at the hotel, $400 for two, with a tip and a nice bottle of wine, and the food service was just mediocre. The restaurant is more of a bar atmosphere and overrated based on some association with a celebrity chef, I guess. Good enough, just not what I expected at the brand. Back to the room to get some sleep and was awakened during the night with what sounded like construction noise out in the street and odd water noises in the room I thought were plumbing. I woke up, ordered breakfast, $70 for pancakes, bacon, and OJ and coffee, and here comes the room service guy holding a tray with the pancakes completely uncovered and cold. I'm sorry, I forgot the butter. Would you like me to go get some? I replied, yes. And can you imagine how long? And you can imagine how long that took. I finally called down to complain and entertained the idea of asking to be moved to a different room with at least a view of other than a brick wall. After finally getting through to someone at the front desk, recorded loop operator message kept telling me staff were busy, and being told all managers were in a meeting, I told the front desk guy I was leaving and going to the peninsula. The guy on the phone told me the room service people bringing up the food in warmers and take it off, put it on a tray, and then bring it to the room, which made zero sense. This had not happened with my cold pancakes. It was obvious to me I would have gotten more understanding by opening the window and talking to the brick wall as I had a view.
Wow.
When I went down to check out, the front desk had no clue why I was leaving early. No notes had been made with my discussion telling them on the phone I was checking out and going to the peninsula. A clueless, how was your stay? I have you here another 2 days, etc. I just paid the bill and left. No mention of removing the $70 breakfast charge that I complained about or anything. This is a failing, old, poorly serviced property in decline. Travelers who may not be accustomed to Four Seasons, Peninsula, Mandarin Oriental type properties may be impressed by this place, but those who know what a true five-star over-the-top service is, typical of five-star brands, will not be so impressed. I am so glad I moved to the Peninsula, like night and day, just two different properties. The Peninsula makes this place look like an average old brand, which really is what it is at this point. One star.
Ooh. Wow. One star. Okay. I am not going to ask you yes or no questions. I am going to guess that this, because I know you're leaving to go to Chicago soon, I'm going to guess that this is a hotel in Chicago.
Yeah.
And it's a Waldorf hotel.
Oh, you nailed it.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I got that right. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. The clue was the Peninsula. Yep. You had talked about that a few shows back, yep, I think, yep, in yep. your comparison of all those hotels in Chicago. And then you had mentioned that you had stayed at this Waldorf. So the Waldorf in Chicago, one-star review, Robert. You think that's a worthy review?
Based on the description here, they're pretty disappointed. I've stayed there. I didn't get have a one-star experience. It wasn't maybe, you know, over the top, felt like a five-star, but I thought it was nice. I'm kind of terrified. I'm staying here next week. I'll report back. I like the way that the reviewer kind of takes on anybody who might have left a positive review for this. Like, you know, if you've stayed at the fancy hotels like I've stayed at, then you would know this isn't a good hotel.
Right? Yeah. Don't try to tell me. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So this third one that I have here, Robert, 2,496 reviews. It is number 27, though, of 79 hotels in the area.
Kind of mediocre.
Yeah. Out of those 2,496 reviews, 97 are one-star reviews. And I have picked this review here. And I'm actually picking this hotel for a specific reason, so I want to get into that after I read the review. But let me read this review. Treated like a second-class citizen on my 13th stay at this hotel. My fourth floor room in the main building smells like Burger King, and they would not move me. I have stayed here since 2003, always using my points to book my rooms. I have always been in their larger rooms and other great rooms. This trip, I was put into a room that overlooks a drainage ditch and a rooftop. But since I'm here on business, I decided not to fuss and just close the drapes. However, my room smells like old grease and meat, and that is disgusting. I called and asked to be moved, and a staff member said it smelled because I was below the steakhouse restaurant. So they know these rooms smell. However, after another hour of waiting for a front desk callback, I went down again and was told that there weren't any rooms to move to. Great. So I went to my art show opening at 10 p.m., and then I bought scented candles at Walgreens, and by midnight, the greasy meat smell was blocked enough for me to sleep. I spent another hour this morning calling and then waiting in the lobby to talk to a manager. I said I need something for the terrible smell and bad room, and he said he would credit me about $90 in resort fees. I think that is certainly not enough for being able to actually hang out in my room because of cooking odors. But I had to leave for a meeting. Now it is smelling like meat and grease again. I feel that I first of all got this terrible room because I'm using points and not paying cash. And second, I feel like I'm not getting any consideration as a 13-year patron. Maybe it's because it has a new owner. Whatever, I can't come back here, which is a shame because I've had many good times at this resort, and I am going to pursue this with guest relations, but this is a pitiful response. He didn't even give me free parking that I asked for, which is about $20 a day. I seriously wonder what has happened to the great customer service this resort once had. And by the way, I also had to spend $36,000 on my credit card just to stay here two nights. Maybe I need a new credit card. And just forget about this brand from now on. Shame on you, hotel, for not bothering to care about the room and my unhappiness in this experience. One star.
Hang on. Did you say $36,000?
Not the room. I think that's what he means. He means that's what it took to earn the points on his on his point earning credit card. I had to remove the name of the card or you'd know.
Okay. Okay. Huh. Huh. It reminded me of the chains that you've reviewed. You did an SPG property. You did a Hyatt property.
Uh-huh. That's right.
So I'm thinking this is a Hilton.
Not a Hilton.
Not a Hilton. Oh, you're throwing a curveball at me. Okay, why did you pick this review? There's so many little ticks in there that I thought were interesting. What did you like about this review?
Well, the reason that I like this review is I actually feel like this review and all of the one-star reviews at this hotel actually have merit. There's a common theme to all of them, and it's that this hotel used to be great, and it's gone way downhill. And I think that that's a situation. And it is something to worry about before you check into one of these hotels. Furthermore, I stayed here once and did not enjoy my time very well and had an incident at check-in, which echoes a lot of the situations that are discussed here. Not any rooms, nowhere to move, incorrectly putting you in the wrong room. It seems like there's just a management issue here. So I'm limited, Robert, in what hotels I can pick because I don't really stay at a lot of chain hotels. So it's no use if I pick hotels nobody but, you know, five people on earth have heard of. So I'm only picking hotels that I know you have heard of.
Well, I thought that the trait that you were going to latch onto there was the paranoia that a guest staying on points has that they're hard to get because I stay here with points. Like the hotel, they see him coming, like they put a marker, virtual, like a scarlet letter on there, you know, like P for points for this person.
But at this hotel, it's one of those outsized value hotels. You know, I've never stayed at the Park Hyatt Vendome, but a lot of the reviews there revolve around the same type situation where the room, you know, I booked it on points and I feel like I'm being treated as a second class citizen here. Mm-hmm. And this hotel can be very pricey and was a very good value on points. And I think that is a valid concern in some of these situations where the hotel maybe is reluctantly in the brand. So you're picking up on a lot of the keys here, Robert. You're picking up on a lot of the breadcrumbs. Can you follow them to the end of the trail?
I'm not picking up on even the locale. You know, the notion of a steakhouse being above the guest room, that throws me.
Like, he
where
said
does that
incorrectly.
Happen?
Yeah.
Okay. And then
I think he meant that he was above the steakhouse. Yeah.
He was above the steakhouse. Yeah. Okay. But then the notion of a resort charge, I almost got the sense that it was a high rise. And I'm thinking, like, where is this person? And then a resort charge? Oh, my goodness. I just can't. There wasn't enough indicators, or I missed them, to place where in the world this is. Can you narrow it down to the region this is in?
This is in the Southwest United States. I had to skip this line, or I had to edit this line, but the line at the end was, maybe it's because it's now owned by Marriott?
Oh, what state? Give me the state. Is it California or Arizona or where?
It's in Arizona.
Now owned by Marriott in Arizona with a steakhouse? Okay, so resort, Arizona. It's in Scottsdale?
It's in Scottsdale.
And it's a Marriott acquisition? Is it a Ritz or what brand is it within the Marriott portfolio?
It's a luxury collection.
Luxury collection? Is it the dreaded Phoenician that I'm going to stay at?
It is the Phoenician, Robert.
Oh, jeez. You're killing me. Oh, that's just mean.
I couldn't resist. But you're not necessarily staying there, are you, for sure? It's a maybe, right?
Well, is the review for the Phoenician or the adjacent Canyon Suites?
It's a review for the Phoenician, not the Canyon Suites.
Okay. So. Yeah, well, that's my only hope. That I'm getting a better No, that's a great, a very tired property, I would imagine. That's a very old property. Yeah, no, interesting. Steakhouse, Burger King, I can't wait.
But it is a common theme in a lot of these one-star reviews here. People had been going there for 18 years, 20 years, 14 years, 13, and they've just seen it go downhill and that it's just not what it was before.
Yeah.
That I do put some credit to. I think that that's an important part of any review is someone that's been going there for a long time versus just a bad experience someone had one time. So,
yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. I'll have to look at the reviews of the Canyon Suites and see how they try and pull some one-star reviews from the Canyon Suites. I mean, seriously, I remember that bad stay I had at the Four Seasons Nevis. I went back and I looked and it's like, did I miss it? was it there on TripAdvisor? Could I have averted this disaster?
Sure.
In some places, like even you know going in, you're going to have all these problems, and sure enough, you do. But in that case, I could not pick up on it because the trend happened so quickly when the renovation descended upon the place and the reviews weren't getting up there fast enough relative to that when I booked and things like that. So no, there definitely, I can imagine there being a trend at the Phoenician. It's a big old tired property. Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't have given it 1 star. I would have reviewed it as probably 3 stars if I gave it a review. It's fine. I mean, it's a little tired and it's really big, and it is what it is. You go there knowing that. So
yeah. All right. Number three. This is the property has 2,652 TripAdvisor reviews. This is number 2 out of 12 hotels in the area. So this is a small area.
Small area.
I don't want to make you think it's an island or something like that. I forget even what it is. But there's not a lot of hotels that are being compared to it in this area. The title is Bad Management. We stayed for a week at Thanksgiving. The first night we were there, the hotel was crowded for the Christmas event. We reserved 2 rooms. The second night, we were sitting in the restaurant bar, and we were asked to leave because my daughter was not 21 years of age. This same bar area that was full of children and families the night before. We went to see the manager and told him we wanted to watch the football game and have something to eat. He told us we should just watch it in our room and order room service. Rude! Paying for 2 rooms for a week, and this is how they treat us? I looked up the California law. That's always something fun you like to do on vacation, right? Look up the California law.
Right.
It stated that if the bar area is part of a restaurant, which it was, I'll skip the name of the bar because you might know it, underage people are permitted to sit in the bar or eat. Left hotel and ate at a restaurant bar down the street, and manager there told us the hotel did not know the law, and he was shocked that they were treating us this way. After that evening, each day, we saw families with little children eating at the bar of the restaurant. We have stayed in, here comes it, the name check, right? We have stayed in Peninsula, Ritz-Carlton, and Four Seasons, and I've eaten at the bar with my daughter, who, by the way, is 1 month away from her 21st birthday. Kind of strange, really, that they would do that. It's pretty amazing. Hotel was old and rooms were not on par with the brand. We were told by locals we should have stayed at the, I'm getting too obvious here. I can come back and tell you if it was the name of this one later because you might pick up on it. A much better hotel. We are returning to the area for a week and we'll be staying at another property. When we made the reservation, I specifically asked if there would be a problem if I hated their bar area. This is a check that he has to perform before he goes to hotels now with my daughter. And they said there would not be a problem. The night manager was a complete fool who just stared at me with a dumb look on his face. It's kind of out of nowhere. Kind of a personal attack.
Wow.
I will never return to this hotel. And this incident ruined our stay, which cost us over $7,000. Another note, the entire hotel was freezing cold. Restaurants, lobby, everywhere. They do not have any heat on and had to literally wear a jacket. It was crazy. So stay away. 1 star.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I want to talk about the review, but we got to find out where this is first. So California, obviously. Southern California?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the Park Hyatt Aviara.
It is not.
Oh.
You just jumped to that. You think you know me. I totally tricked you. I've never stayed here, by the way.
Okay. Okay, so Southern or Northern California? You said Southern, right?
Yeah, Southern.
Is this a Hilton?
No.
Okay, and you've already done Hyatts, so it's probably not a Hyatt. Is this a Marriott property?
It is in the Marriott brand, yeah.
Is this a Ritz-Carlton property?
It is.
Okay, Ritz-Carlton in Southern California. I'm going to be no use here. My own backyard. I'm going to need help on this one, Robert.
I'm wondering,
it's too close to home.
How many Ritz-Carltons are there in Southern California? It is the, are you ready?
Sure.
Okay, it's the Ritz-Carlton Laguna Niguel.
Okay, all right.
$7,000 for 2 rooms for a week. And this place has no shame in their prices. They're sky high. And you read a lot of bad reviews like you were saying there. I mean, this poor guy latched on to his daughter not being able to get in there. But you know, what makes me think of is, you know, the Maya Angelou line, right? People, they won't remember what you did or what you said, but they'll remember how they made you feel. And this guy was made to feel unwelcome there with his a month away from 21. That's ridiculous. Why would
I got a theory on that, but.
What do you think?
I think there might have been some underage drinking going on.
Oh, like when the guy wasn't there or she was drinking with him or what?
Yeah, I think so, you know. It doesn't make, look, it's California. We're the most laid back state in the country. I have had a 4-year-old with me at bars that are attached to restaurants with zero issues. It makes
That's what he's saying there. There's all kinds of families there with young children, but maybe it was too close and they thought she was sipping drinks and they were going to get in trouble for it, you think? Or
that's what I would assume. You know, he's protecting the company and the hotel from a potential situation. So, and then, you know, you take that very personally and you blow that up.
Right.
There is an issue, though, where as these hotels get more expensive, there becomes almost no room for error, any error in any of these reviews. And I think that's almost impossible to live up to. If a hotel was psychic, they could maybe do that. But it's impossible for a hotel stay to be perfect every single time to every single person.
This one had a lot of one-star reviews that had a common theme, like you were saying. I think there is merit in reading the first two or three. The common theme was that the breakfast restaurant would reach capacity way too early, and you couldn't get breakfast there no matter how much you wanted to spend. And so you were forced into room service even if you wanted to go downstairs and have breakfast. And I think that is really a big, you know, could be a big thing for somebody.
That is really lame when you spend $7,000 for a week.
$1,000 for a week for two rooms. I love the name check in a lot of these reviews too. Well, let me now list the hotels I've stayed at.
This is why I'm qualified to give this one-star review.
Yes.
You know, that goes back to something that we discussed on the free show, actually, last week, where the nameplate on the hotel has very little to do with the actual experience of the hotel, because it's a group of people that are managed by a completely different manager in a situation and a place that's different than any other brand, you know, hotel in the brand. And I find very little comfort in a brand name. It's just a name. It doesn't matter to me, but it seems like people put a lot of emphasis on those names and then are let down. You know, they feel, oh, this let me down. This is not, I'm used to Waldorf's around the world and this is not the Waldorf way, you know?
A couple of things. I mean, like in all these cases, people would say go to the Montage or people would say go to the Peninsula. A lot of these things, a lot of the negative reviews would say, I went to this other hotel, you should too. And I think that's probably good advice, but people are afraid to put that legwork in to see not just which premium brands are in the area, but what high quality independent hotels are in the area.
That's a great point.
And what do you know? Like, I bet you look 2 years from now and an acquisition will occur and the Montage will then be a luxury collection or whatever it will be. That seems to be a cycle in the industry, but people are afraid to stay there until it's flagged. And then when it's flagged, it's too corporate and it's all gone downhill. So it's like, put some time in, look at the TripAdvisor reviews for some recommendations and then suss through them and see which ones are good. And stay at those independent hotels sometimes.
That's a good point.
Can I read my honorable mention one? This is the
You got an honorable mention. That's right. Go for it, Robert. Yeah.
All right. One more review. This is a really quick one. The title of this one-star review is Great Program. Wonderful property. Our group was very happy. Shuttles were great to go to the shops or out to dinner.
What?
Pools were fantastic. Loved the luau and entertainment at the pool bar was wonderful. We went to brunch one morning and it was delicious. 1 star.
Wait, what?
You see a lot of these, right? People clearly think that 1 star is the best review you can give a place. this is for the Andaz Maui. The poor person who has to respond to these has to say to the person, thank you so much for this 1-star review. We hope to see you again soon.
Oh, that's funny. You know what? I think that's a niche that I like even more than regular 1-star reviews. Incorrectly written 1-star.
You can find so many of them.
Well, it is fun to read these 1-star reviews. Unfortunately, when you're on the receiving end of a bad service, bad experience at one of these hotels, it really is awful. So one of the things that we can do in the episode discussion Slack channel is share your worst hotel experience so that we can all enjoy your misery, right? And as always, you can reach us on Twitter. I'm at MileNomics and Robert is at Robert Dwyer. We'd love to hear from you. Until then, we'll see you on the site.
Thanks, everybody.